Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Chili Davis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bill Krueger. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting sixth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Bordick. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Lance Blankenship. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Bob Welch. And now, play ball. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Blankenship settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Knoblauch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Knoblauch is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball, foul, down the right field line, foul. Munoz chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on Munoz. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Henderson hits a pop-up beyond second. Knoblauch can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lansford hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Puckett. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Henderson goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Canseco hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Lansford moves to third. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McGuire hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Baines hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lewis settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Lewis. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck strikes out. 1 out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive off the glove of McGuire, and into shallow right field. Davis reaches second base with a double. Brian Harper batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Munoz hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Scott Leoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Leoz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a fly ball into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Blankenship hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mac. Blankenship reaches second base with a double. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blankenship scores. It's 4-0, Athletics. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Harper and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Carney Lansford batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lansford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne strikes out. 1 out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a line drive towards short. Weiss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. Canseco hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baines hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Leoz settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Leoz. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McGuire moves to second. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a line drive towards third. Lansford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Blankenship settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. Bordick strikes out. One out. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Blankenship is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Blankenship hits a fly ball into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Harper and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Carney Lansford batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lansford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Harper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Athletics. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Munoz is 0 for 1 in the game. Munoz hits a fly ball into center field. Blankenship settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Leos is 0 for 1 in the game. Leos hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. McGuire is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. McGuire hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Steinbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Steinbach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McGuire moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes McGuire trying to get to home. Mack throws the ball into Harper, who tags McGuire, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Steinbach moves to third. Baines moves to second. Two outs. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Blankenship settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. Puckett hits a line drive beyond short. Weiss can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Kent Harbeck, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Harbeck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Puckett moves to third. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Carl Willis now pitching. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0 for 2 in the game. Bordick hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Blankenship is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Blankenship hits a pop-up towards third. Leo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lansford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lansford hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Puckett, who is chasing the ball. Lansford reaches third base with a triple. Henderson goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Athletics. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 3 in the game. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Harper hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bordick reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Munoz is 0 for 2 in the game. Munoz hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Scott Leoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Leoz is 0 for 2 in the game. Leoz strikes out. Two outs. Donnie Hill pinch hits for Greg Gagne. Donnie Hill, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hill hits a ball on the ground for a single. Munoz moves to second. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mack is 0 for 3 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Donnie Hill now playing shortstop. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a line drive beyond short. Hill can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Bob Kipper now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baines is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steinbach moves to second. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Weiss is 0 for 3 in the game. Weiss hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Bordick batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bordick is 0 for 3 in the game. Bordick hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Parrott now pitching. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a pop-up towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Puckett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field. Blankenship settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a line drive towards third. Lansford fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. Chili Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Harbeck moves to second. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Blankenship is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Blankenship hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lansford is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Lansford hits a pop-up towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush pinch hits for Pedro Munoz. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bush hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gene Larkin pinch hits for Scott Laos. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Larkin hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larkin moves to second. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mack is 0-for-4 in the game. Mack strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Knobloch strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.